As Cochrane continues to grow, so too does the need for affordable housing, and the Cochrane Society for Housing Options, CSHO, remains focused on building up their supports in 2022. The nonprofit provides access to and advocates for a range of affordable housing in Cochrane and the surrounding area, but has struggled to keep up with demand, said marketing specialist Lisa Kedian. There's always a waiting list, and I think that's something that we as community really need to focus on, is growing this program because there are so many people in need, and it could be for a variety of reasons, she said. Often, Kedian explained, those in need of affordable housing are going through hard times personally or financially and simply cannot afford to live in their homes anymore. Or there could be a situation where perhaps there's been some abuse and somebody needs to move on, she said. There's all kinds of situations with our tenants and there's always people waiting in line for affordable housing. It's important to build awareness around the need in the community so the program can continue to grow and support vulnerable individuals and families to prevent homelessness, Kedian added. Currently, CSHO owns and operates 38 units available to low- and moderate-income residents of Cochrane and Western Rocky View County, all of which is made possible through provincial affordable housing programs. We're able to set our rents at 10% below market value and some units have rental rates up to 35% below market value, said Kedian. This is something that every community needs and so we're really just focused on continuing to grow this program, bringing awareness to it, and just letting the community know we're here. Like many organizations over the past couple years, CSHO, who provide affordable housing on behalf of the municipality, have experienced a significant increase in operating costs, Kedian explained. Rather than raising rental rates in response, the organization has been able to access $70,000 in accumulated profits through fundraising initiatives, which go toward operating expenses and the rental housing program. Such initiatives include Home Reno Heaven, a local secondhand retail store run by CSHO that specializes in recycling opportunities for things like home renovation products, tools, appliances, cabinets and doors that still have a usable service life. Home Reno Heaven accepts those donations and then in turn, sells them in the store for community members to come in and support the store by purchasing those items, said Kedian. Those profits go right back into the community for housing-related programs. The society has also partnered with Transcontinental Texting Recycling Limited by setting up blue bins around town to collect clean textiles such as clothing, bedding, curtains, towels, handbags and shoes, even if they're worn or torn, to be recycled. Transcontinental Texting Recycling receives the donations and the proceeds go toward helping Cochrane's housing program, Kedian said. Skip the Depot, a Calgary-based bottles, cans, electronics and textile recycling center also partners with CSHO. You can schedule a pickup that is super easy with their app, and then those proceeds can also come back to us, said Kedian. The housing organization also relies heavily on volunteers, she said. There are 16 people currently helping Home Reno Heaven, and between them and the CSHO Board of Directors, they contribute approximately 4,000 hours annually to the cause. Those interested in helping to support and grow CSHO can visit Home Reno Heaven to speak with manager Mark Anderson about available volunteer opportunities. It's a really awesome place to volunteer, Kedian said. It's a fun group of people and they have a lot of fun at the store. It's just one of those places where the camaraderie is really great between everybody.